قاموس الرجال starts with an introduction, and in this introduction there are 28 chapters in which different ideas that late علامه توستری had in علم الرجال are mentioned in this introduction.
علامه شوشتری, since he was really interested in this field of study, when he was reading the book تنقیح المقال, he had his specific comments on the views of علامه مامقانی, the author of the book تنقیح المقال. Ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely
we've wronged ourselves. What will we say? Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher. Ya Mu'allim, peace be upon you. Truly you are our teacher.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher. I'm Atta, the host of this program. The Teacher is about the life and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, philosophers, and scholars all across the world of Islam. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahtavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Sheikh Mahtavi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah to you and to your dear listeners.
As we said in our previous program, Allama Muhammad Taghi Shushtari is famous for writing a book in the field of Rijal, or we can say the narrators of Ahadith, and that book is Qamus al-Rijal. Let's first talk a little bit about the term itself. I mean, al-Rijal, we explained about it in our previous discussion, but what about Qamus? What does it mean? When you say Qamus al-Rijal, what do you mean exactly?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The word Qamus literally means the ocean, mm-hmm. or the sea. And when we have a joint expression, Qamus al-Rijal, and we know the meaning of Rijal, meaning the man.
Yes.
But here, what is meant by Rijal means the narrators, yes. of Ahadith and traditions.
It does not mean men or something.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. It is not talking about the
lay people
during the history.
Yes.
It's talking about the narrators, mm-hmm. of the Ahadith and traditions of Ahlul Bayt. When we have this combined expression, actually it is possible to say it's kind of encyclopedia, mm-hmm. talking about the biographies of narrators, great narrators, of companions of Ahlul Bayt who transmitted the words and saying,
right.
of our imams. Mm-hmm. So what is the content of this book?
Yes.
I think before we talk about Qamus al-Rijal, and before we get our audience know about Qamus al-Rijal, it's good to tell them it's a kind of commentary of the book Tanqih al-Maqal.
Okay, which is related to...
Yes, Tanqih al-Maqal is a very famous book, mm-hmm. in terms of science of narrators, or Ilm al-Rijal.
Another Ilm al-Rijal, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
So as the author of the book, Qamus al-Rijal, late Sheikh Muhammad Taghi Shushtari mentions, he actually has listed, mm-hmm. the name of all companions and all narrators of Ahadith based on the alphabet.
Sorry, before that, Tanqih al-Maqal is compiled by whom?
Mamaqani.
Abdullah Mamaqani.
Yes, Allama Mamaqani.
Yes. Allama
al-Mawa. Yes, and
in the Arabic language. Okay.
Yes, actually, he could be considered temporary with,
yes.
Sheikh Muhammad Taghi Shushtari. That is not a very old book.
Oh, being, old, yes. generation. Okay,
yes.
That's right.
So Allama Shushtari, since he was really interested in this field of study, when he was reading the book Tanqih al-Maqal, he had his specific comments on the views of Allama Mamaqani, the author of the book Tanqih al-Maqal.
That's right.
And he had as we can say it, turning point meeting with Agha Buzurg Tehrani, who is considered as one of the contemporary catalogists, and he recommended and suggested this is a good idea to compile all your comments, mm-hmm. on Tanqih al-Maqal in one book.
Okay.
And that's why he started to collect all the comments. And later on, we can speak about the way of his collection and the way he put his comments in order. As I mentioned, he listed the narrators of Ahadith based of the Arabic alphabets. And when he mentions the name of one narrator, first of all, he brings the view of Allama Mamaqani. And besides the view of Allama Mamaqani, he sometimes collects the views of other scholars with respect to if there's any additional points with respect to that specific narrator. And he specifies his view with the term aqulu, meaning saying, I say.
That's right.
So,
or this is my view.
Yes, this is my view, okay, based on my opinion. So it's a very valuable work for our audiences if they want to have a kind of encyclopedic study on the narrators of ahadith. Why? Because they can have a kind of comparative study on different views of different ulamas on the narrators of ahadith. This is not to say, okay, I'm going to read it and believe in whatever the author of the book is going to say. No, the author of the book has enabled you to come to this point that you can judge.
That's right.
Why? Because I have listed the views, the views of the other ulama, and by the end of every narrator, actually biography, I will say my view under the title of Aqulu.
Aqulu. That's all right. Okay, Sheikh Ziyaniya, do you have any information about the main content of the book? I mean, how many sections does it have, or where does he start from with reviewing Allama Mamaqani's methodology and then presenting himself? I mean, Allama Shushtari.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qamus ar-Rijal starts with an introduction. And in this introduction, there are 28 chapters in which different subjects, like, you know, some, you know, points regarding the book Tanqih al-Maqal and some, you know, basic, you know, ideas that late Allama Tustari had in Ilm al-Rijal are mentioned in this introduction. After that, he goes to the names of the Rijal and narrators of Hadith, and he mentions 8,567 Ruvat here.
Ruvat is the plural form of Ravi?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's obvious that this part is the main part of the book.
That's right.
Then he goes to the part of kunya and gives the kunya of, you know, Ruvat. That kunya in English, we may call it title. But again, he has the subject of Alqab. Chapter of Alqab.
Okay.
And again, in English, we may call both kunya and Alqab as title. We don't have a good word in English for kunya.
Is it related to the Ruvat? I mean, to the Ravian?
Yes.
For example, something like a pseudonym or nickname or something like that?
Is maybe. It so? For example, a person, his name is Hassan and his father is Ahmad.
Okay.
And he has a son, for example, that his name is Ali.
Uh-huh.
They may call him Abu Ali. And this Abu Ali is a kunya for him.
Yes, okay.
And then he moves to the part of female robot. And he says, he talks about the females that are narrators of hadith. And in this part, he collects 521 narrators.
That's all right.
And at the end, he gives an ending part for the book in which he gives 33 chapters in different issues regarding Ilm al-Rijal.
That's all right.
Although this book is very beneficial, but there are some points regarding it. For example, when Allama Tustari is talking about figures and people and is giving some resources, he is not mentioning the page and the volume of the books. So you will be in trouble if you want to refer to the resources.
Okay.
And sometimes he uses some codes to refer to the resources. For example, he wants to mention, for example, Rijal Sheikh al-Tusi. For example, he uses re. And it makes you sometimes...
Is it in abjad form, for example, or something like
that? It's a code.
It's a code,
you know,
one,
you know,
okay.
He wants to use, you know, some abbreviations.
Abbreviations or codes in order to refer to the sources or names, okay.
So if a person is not familiar with the, you know, manner of the book,
yes,
he will be in trouble to study at the beginning.
In modern world of study, when they want to compile a book, some parts are in the code form. There will be a list of the symbol and the variants and the codes at the very beginning of the book. Yeah. That, for example, this term or this code might refer to this incident or event or this person. Maybe this is something should be done with Allah Muhammad.
Of course, it had been done by him. But the person who, you know, you are not able every time to refer at the beginning of the book. So it makes some confusion for some, you know, beginner readers.
Some might ask, what is the significance of rajal? For example, if we want to refer to the saying of an infallible imam or Prophet Muhammad, is it necessary for a Muslim as a common user in order to refer to a rajali book to find it whether it is authentic or not to use from the sentences of the infallible imams? I mean, is it at all usable in the practical life of the people as a Muslim?
Actually, this is something that must be done. But you might be asking that how is that possible for people who have no knowledge or they don't know if there is any easy access to get to know about the authenticity of the narrators. I think this is the question that we have to talk about because that is obvious. Everybody, if we say that you are quoted, that you have said blah, blah. So you have this right to object, saying that, okay, why you didn't ask about those people who have quoted me? Oh. So those people do not have a good reputation.
Yes.
So even just knowing this point that that person who is quoting or narrating something from me will give you this view that you shouldn't rely on his saying. The same goes with the sayings of Ahlul Bayt and the prophets.
That's right.
We might be seeing some people even scholars who are quoting Ahlul Bayt from the ahadith, and sometimes they are referring us to some of the books saying that in book 8 this is referred or this is quoted from Imam Sadiq that he has said this in regard to that, for example, subject. So this is very important for the audience because right now we have a really easy access. If at least we know Arabic language, we can have an easy access in order to verify the authenticity of the narrator of that specific saying through the websites.
That's right.
Yeah, I think this is something that we have to talk about it.
That's
For our audiences, they cannot rely specifically if the content of the saying looks problematic to us. I think one of the good things to make sure whether or not this saying is genuine or fabricated, at least we have to give this possibility that even though I cannot refer and verify that, I can go to the scholar and ask about the chain of narrators.
Very good.
Yeah, this is something that everybody must make sure about before they rely on the content.
Right. That's all right. Any comment on Rajal?
Of course, just referring to the ruwat and, you know, narrators of hadith and to find out whether they are authentic or not is not the only way to know that this hadith is correct or not. Let me give you a story from one of the students of Allama Tabatabai, rahmatullah alayh. You know, he is saying that we were studying Bihar al-Anwar with the late Allama, and he was teaching us, he was elaborating, explaining riwayat for us. And he says that when we were studying previously, before going to the class, we were studying the book and riwayat to get ready for the class. And when we studied some of riwayat, we were sure that this riwayat is fabricated because it's, you know, issue and subject and, you know, concept is a, in a way that our mind is not accepting it. And when we participated at the course of Allama and listened to his words, when we were getting out of the class, we had come to this point that this riwayat, if is not, you know, said by Imam, for sure it's having good, you know, concepts. So, you know, getting concepts and subjects from riwayat needs, you know, some expertise.
Yes.
And it's not the...
You mean extracting messages from the riwayat.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
or deriving out yes. messages from this riwayat is not easy for you know, a single person, you know, a person who is just, for example, have some studies regarding hadith, then he says, okay, I'm the one who may derive out you know, messages from riwayat. Yes. Okay. This is not the way. And that's why I said I do not suggest Qamus al-Rijal for ordinary people.
For ordinary people, that's right.
It's, you know, an academic book.
That's all right. Okay, but still the people, if they face any type of hadith or narration, at least they can Google it on the website, who is the main author or who is the main teller of this narration or hadith, or is it at all authentic or not. This could be a nice one for the Muslims, especially the yes. Shiite community,
to get their general knowledge.
The general knowledge on their lives. That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyainia, for your nice elaboration regarding the book Qamus al-Rijal, compiled by Allama Muhammad Taghi Shushtari. May Allah bless him and bless all the scholars who dedicate their life for spreading the knowledge of Islam and the Shiite Islam all across the world. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page, also a YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode of the program, Teacher and Introducing Another Great Personality and Dignitary. God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Allah.